Okay, it's still on there. International Human Rights Association of American Minorities, but I come as Alaska. And I also work with Hawaii. So we are two states under occupation. And what we have been doing is trying to get the attention, though unsuccessfully, because I believe this follow-up of the DDPA hasn't been responsive to us. The response that I hear from states is they're responding to what they have done on the inside. What have they done to accept the state responsibility to address the institutional racism of the United Nations in terms of United Nations decolonization, or to address the apartheid that the former Subcommission on Human Rights, which was a subsidiary body of the former Commission on Human Rights, when they offered a resolution, but then some of the states wanted to dissolve the institution. What they recognized was so bad that they said, we have the right, like Palestine, to sit and to be introduced like Palestine as an observer as we are settling our cases, because our case is so strong. We have both resolved, and of course the vast majority of tribes, I could send it to the African group, I could send it to the EU, the resolution that was adopted to re-enlist to the list of non-self-governing territories. So thanks to China and Resolution 487, since it seems that this body has divorced itself from addressing apartheid, it is in 487. So as far as addressing apartheid, or the Declaration on the Granting of Independence of Colonial Countries and Peoples, I'm hoping we can continue as 487 resumes until the 54th session of the Human Rights Council, which calls for some of us to be invited to the fourth decade of the United Nations decolonization process. So if I in fact fall on deaf ears today, I'm hoping we can impress upon you to not only put into the report, but also express the frustration that apartheid is not being addressed for those of us where the special rapporteur at a former meeting on racism admitted there was apartheid, but in the discussion said nothing about the apartheid and the discussion on this last session of the Human Rights Council. So I don't know, because when I look at this program, this is solely on African descent. Where is the other portions that would address racism against indigenous peoples? We're not all black. Let me make that clear. And I say that because some indigenous are beginning to call it black racism. And I bring this out because they're telling me that at some point, if it's not going to be dealt with appropriately, it needs to come out in the open. There are some in Hawaii or other places who showed to their judges, they said, my arm is not black. So don't treat me as such. We know you discriminate against black people. So where and how do we get to resolve the question of the discrimination that we receive not only from one continent, but by another continent? I'm hoping that we can open this door and address it and not be silenced because we're supposedly reduced to NGOs. We are a state of peoples, Alaska and Hawaii, despite the fact that you overlooked or did not, as the General Assembly should have, and it was required to, look at the full process and procedure in the case of Alaska and Hawaii, in particular General Assembly Resolution 644 or General Assembly Resolution 1328, that determined that everyone who is administering a non-self-governing territory should abolish all racism in law and policy. And that did not occur. So I don't know how to get your attention, but it looks as though it would not be fruitful for me to stay here in this meeting unless someone can come up and say to me, yes, there is room for you. This is not only about African descent. Thank you.